South Dakota has signed on to a multiple-state lawsuit against the EPA over attempts to limit CO2 emissions. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says the EPA's move hurts the state's economy by increasing energy prices and reducing jobs. But many scientists worry that industrialized nations need to go even further to reduce greenhouse gases. They cite a disjunct between well-established research and policy. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says he recognizes the need to protect the environment, but he believes the EPA is out of bounds with its new rules to limit greenhouse gases without the approval of Congress.
And that's the big rub with the state attorney generals, in the belief that ultimately Congress has not given the EPA, which is not elected, it's a segment of government bureaucracy, to regulate in this fashion, and to regulate in a sense that it does not necessarily have the empirical data to support what it's trying to do.
Past lawsuits have affirmed the federal government's authority to limit emissions like sulfur dioxide that can cause acid rain. But Jackley doesn't believe the Clean Air Act gives the EPA the authority to limit CO2. However, many scientists say even more reduction of greenhouse gases are needed. Dr. Bull Bennett is one of the lead authors of the Third National Climate Assessment. He spoke recently at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology.
You have an ailment, and so you go and seek out the medical advice of 100 medical doctors. 97 of those medical doctors all come back and say, yes, this is what your condition is. 3 of those medical doctors say, well, it could be, but we don't know. Who are you going to listen to? So in terms of consensus, the scientific community, there is no debate. It's whether or not people choose to accept fact. And the volume of data, of evidence supporting this, is astronomical.
For his part, Marty Jackley says he hopes the lawsuit brought by a bipartisan group of attorney generals will bring an injunction to halt the EPA limits on CO2 emissions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.